Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, Christmas is just around the corner. It's finally cold in the QC. Man, I don't know. I got a picture from Aaron Noblet in our Boone office last week, and man, they got coated with some snow. It was awesome.
Last week?
Or earlier this week, I guess it was. Yeah, I mean, he sent me a picture. I think he was implying, like, hey, boss man, I might need to get four-wheel drive up in this mountain thing. This truck doesn't have it. I think that was his angle, but I'm not trying to call him out on the radio. But they got hit pretty hard.
He hold on. He's up in the mountains already propping for man, why didn't we send him up there in April?
Yeah, right.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, if we dropped him in there like week one.
I mean, do all those guys, I don't think we have all our guys in that office have four-wheel drive.
Fairly certain they do.
No way. Slippity slide. That's an old song for all y'all people that didn't grow up in the 90s.
Yeah, no, it's good. I guess it's a good, I mean, the only reason I was talking about it is because snow always makes me excited. It reminds me of being a kid and, you know, in good old snowy Georgia, outside of Atlanta, we might get four flakes and school's closed for a week and there's no bread and milk.
Well, we went up to get our Christmas tree on Saturday and it was like 65 degrees. We were in Linville.
Oh, nice.
Which was cool. It's sad our church isn't doing the Christmas tree light this year due to COVID, and then our connector I think he saw it as an opportunity to slow down a little bit, and he's a little longer in the tooth. Old Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy Odom, great West Side fella. But we had a good 10-12-year run and maybe get back to it next year. But the year you're not doing, I've had like three people hit me up. Chris Maynard hit me up the other day. Say, hey, man, when's your lot open? I said, well, we're not doing it. But, you know, I didn't know how many people number two would get out and go for COVID versus other years. So it was the first time my family ever got to go to Linville. But it was like 60 degrees. It was really beautiful. And I was talking to the lady, giving away the cider to the kids, and I said, man, this weather's beautiful. Y'all are hopping. They were busy. And she said, yeah, I want it to get cold. I was like, well, I think it's about to get cold.
You could have given what you asked for.
I said, but business seems pretty good. I don't know. She said, if it was snowing, it'd be just as many people. I said, you're right. Okay. Touche.
Well, now that's good. Maybe you can start a new tradition with your family. I know that's pretty cool to get up to the mountains. We got our tree over the weekend as well. We got it from Randy Rogers down at Blue's Christmas Trees in Seneca, South Carolina. He and my dad are our boys, and the same thing. Like, we're sitting in the car. His place was jumping. I mean, there are people everywhere. And my dad's out talking to everybody. He finally comes back to the car. My dad, you need to be a Christmas tree salesperson. I found your calling.
Dang.
And he was like, I can't do that. I can't do that.
I don't know, man. It's fun. It's fun at first, and then it's just like any other job. It becomes a burden.
Well, then you got to lift the tree on top of the roof, tie it down. I mean,
well, I'm going to tell you this. We paid $70. We got a beautiful tree.
All right.
And we picked it out, and they cut it. And the experience, we had to climb this big mountain. The experience was great. Took tons of pictures. Pictures got to be worth $50, right?
I mean, at least.
Come on. Drunk a glass of wine. I mean, goodness gracious, the vineyards took to it. These great people gave us some cider. But that $75 tree we were selling on our church lot for $45, $50. And people used to give us a hard time about our pricing. And you go up there, I mean, if I'd have, our $70 trees, I mean, forever would have cost $125 on this mountain.
Well, man, I tell you, old Randy at Blues, $75 for 8-footer.
This was 8 foot. 8 foot isn't that tall when you put it in your house. You're like, ooh.
My mom, you know,
trim it up a little bit. She, a little 4 footer.
She was staring at this tree and it was like 48 feet tall. And I was like, Mom, I don't know. You want the guy came around. I was like, how much is that? $225 for a tree.
Dang. Hey.
Balling. She didn't buy it. I think she got wise and went over to the $75
section. I'm going to tell you, Jimmy Odom, if you don't know Jimmy Odom, he is his brother's Fountain Odom, the politician. And he's West Side royalty. I like buying trees from him over the years because I go hang out with him. He knew everybody. He was on the corner of Highway 16 of Mount Holly, Huntersville there.
There you go.
And they sold that shopping center. He kind of got pushed out where the old Harris Teeter was. Great guy. I love getting to know him. Our pastor used to pastor at his church, and that's how we got hooked up. I think we did it for like 12 years. But August, September, we were going back and forth. Were we going to sell trees? Let's touch base. About 60 days, 70, you know, two, 3 months ago, we said, no, we're not going to do it. He said he's gonna kind of retire for now. And then about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he's a hustler. He hit me up and said, hey, I'm checking on you. Hey, buddy, checking on you. I hope you're listening, Jimmy. Checking on you with them Christmas trees. And I told Reagan, I was like, he's pretty put together. I don't think he's losing his mind. I said, but we already had this conversation. So then I call him back and he says, hey, I didn't know you wanted to do some trees. How many did you get last year? I'm going up to get some trees for a country club that he always does, like 15 really big trees for.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he's like, I'm going to go make a run for them. I could do your low. Yeah, about 80 trees. Whoa, homie. We out in the game. But he was trying to make a little hustle.
He doesn't like that LTL game. You know what that means? Less than truckload. he wants a full load, buddy.
Well, this is the deal. God bless him. The deal was he would give them to us on consignment, and if we took them back, you know, week before Christmas and had 10 trees left, he would sell them versus selling them to us wholesale. So it was really good, low risk. But if I'm the only guy buying the load, I don't have anybody to give them. Want to take them back up the mountain and plant them again? What's going on, Jimmy?
We'll have 47 trees in the Ruby Electric office.
I have had great memories doing business with Jimmy Odom and selling trees for Still Creek Presbyterian Church. And now at Pleasant Hill. And hopefully one day I can find somebody at church that'll champion that and we'll get back to going to 2021. Here we go. Hopefully you're getting in the Christmas spirit. Hopefully this is making you smile. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We got Darren.
Ash
when we return.
The Rock. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the first segment, go back, take a listen. We're having a lot of fun today on a Sunday morning. Getting into the holiday spirit, cold weather, a little snow flying in the mountains. And who better than Darren Ash to have on the show this morning, Trent?
Darren Ash from The Rock.
The Rock.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you.
I think other than Patrick, you're our most repeat guest.
I think so. I'm like a permanent guest. I'm not really ever going to get too comfortable, Darren, okay?
Well, you guys had James Shepherd on, who works for me. And,
yep.
You know, we all love James.
Yeah, he's pretty entertaining. Bootstrap guy. His story's incredible.
Unbelievable.
It's the epitome of The Rock, right? I mean, it is.
Well, he was falsely incarcerated for first-degree murder when he was actually at work. And as soon as he got out, he went straight to helping kids and devoted his whole life. And he obviously got a big settlement for the wrongful incarceration. But he's just an amazing man.
Full of personality and a walking angel, I will say. And speaking of somebody that can relate to inner city kids and show them a way that they've never seen. I mean, we're talking about working with tools and hands and learning a trade.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, most I grew up digging ditches and my daddy had a workshop and ran a planer and a handsaw. I mean, he had a lot of hand tools, not a lot of. He had power tools too, but old school uses hand tools. But you know, if you don't grow up around that, you don't know anything about it. You don't know how to hold a hammer. You don't know how to do things. I mean, the other day, me and my son went up to my neighbor's house, Mike, and he burns a wood stove, and we're talking to him, and Ford and I go downstairs, and he has all his wood. He's kind of like a mountain man. He has all his wood and has a hatchets laying around and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So I sent Reagan a video of Ford learning to swing a hatchet and hold it right, and then eat the worm in it after he peels the skin off the wood.
Come on. You're not telling the truth.
Him and Mike both ate a worm. I'll show you the video in a second.
All right.
And Reagan's like, what is he eating?
Hopefully he's starting a little young eating the worm. When he gets to spring break college age,
he ate a worm. She said, that was a termite. I said, the same thing. Hush.
Protein.
Yeah.
Didn't they eat those on like the, you know, Man versus Wild? Is that the same kind of bear grills?
I mean, Mike, I've known him since I was three, was trying to get Ford to eat one. And I said, man, are these dangerous? He said, man, you can eat anything that's living. Kind of makes sense. I watch those shows.
Hey, Darren, what's up? Good grief.
Not much, man. I love you guys because you're just a constant stream of thoughts.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you take your worms with barbecue sauce or ketchup?
Well, I'll tell you this. Mike set his on the wood stove and cooked it a little bit and then ate it. Ford ate his fresh. So youth versus old age.
Is that like West Side Sushi?
Yeah, I don't know. They said it didn't have any flavor, so I don't know. But the whole reason why I bring that story up is 'cause it's talking about working with your hands and being around tools. A hatchet is a tool.
Yeah, I gotcha.
When you're young, and having people show you the way, and that's what Mike was doing for my son, and I kind of liked it, and that's what The Rock's doing with these high school kids, isn't that right, Darren?
Well, real quick.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many kids out there that are what's called active learners. Mm-hmm. They learn by doing, and they're brilliant. They're just not the traditional way of learning, which is sitting there while someone lectures from a podium, and it's all about memorizations and formulas, doesn't speak to so many kids. And it's why we've just done such a disservice. And, you know, in the trades kind of got, well, you know, that's not an intellectual pathway. Well, hell, when I watch these kids, you know, work on these systems or build something, I mean, I think they're a genius. So, but it's, we really symbolically wanted to open up an active learning pathway for these kids. And you know, we are selling them, I'll be honest. The old world economy used to say, hey, just academics, you know, that's all you need.
Yep.
Well, we tell the kids, well, that's one of three things you need now. You got to get through high school, hopefully get through community college or beyond. But the second is learn a detailed skill in something that is needed and is scary to other people to try to figure out. And for us, that's electrical, heating and air, advanced carpentry. And then the third, you know, I said there were three, so academics, skills, training, but it's work-based learning. Get these young kids on a site, make them act like an adult, have them treated like an adult, and they come back their senior year in high school and they're all puffed up from their summer apprenticeship and they're off and running, dude. So, you know, that's our message for the kids and parents to pull them in, is that there is a new world economy that is asking for these things, and the U.S. has not given it to them.
Well, they go out and they're getting paid a good wage during these programs. I mean, Daddy was holding me down at 425. I was at the very bottom of the basement, and they taxed the pee out of it. And I said, why I get taxed so hard? He said, boy, you're going to have to give it to the government one way or another.
They're going to get theirs.
I mean, I was making like $2,000 a year.
Darren, you make a really good point. I mean, you're talking about the cultural shift that the country needs to take as far as skilled labor is concerned. Some of the very smartest people that I know barely graduated high school, but they, boy, you put them in a very complex situation, whether it's electrical, plumbing, and heating and cooling, which we do, and they're literally geniuses. One thing that sort of bugs me about the trades is that same guy who is a genius in the field and understands a trade can't pass a test, so therefore he cannot or she cannot attain a license. And so it's sort of a weird deal that we've got going on in the trades. But genius is an understatement. I mean, some of the things that these guys and gals can do, it just, I mean, Trent, you see it sometimes too.
Well, that's where I was going. What I love about it is they go out, they learn, they earn their living during the summer. They work, they produce, and then they get compensated for it. Well, what it does, it boosts their pride.
Absolutely.
And like you said, their chests are puffed out. And Patrick, I mean, kudos to Roby Services and your whole team at all levels, tech and in the office. Everybody's walking around with their chest puffed out and with a smile because they're doing good work for people. People are bragging on them. They're earning their living.
They're earning it.
They're not sitting at home checking the mailbox. These guys and ladies are out here working, and that's what you're teaching these kids, Darren. I think it is a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're nice. But, you know, we all experienced the work environment when we were 15, 16, 17. And the labor laws now really scare employers off. So we're trying to turn the Titanic to say, if you wait to put a kid on in their first job when they're 18, you have waited until... You have waited way too late. These kids need these pre-apprenticeships when they're 16 and apprenticeships when they're 17. So it's getting employers to recognize it. You guys were a major pioneer, you know, early on to accept that. Other companies are falling in line, but it's also trying to change the labor laws the way they have them in Germany and places where, you know, kids can really, you know, hone their craft at an early age.
No, I agree. And I was able, because a family member in my business to work when I was 14 and my friends at 16. We'll get back. I want some updates on how the Rock's doing and how you guys have weathered COVID. I think you're in your second full school year. Will you stick around with us for a few minutes, Darren?
Yes, sir.
You're listening to At Home with Roby. Our guest today is repeat offender Darren Ash from The Rock.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We are having a lot of fun this morning, getting the holiday spirit, a little cold weather in the QC, talking about something that's very, very important and dear to all of our hearts, especially in our industry. And we have somebody that is doing what he says he's going to do and doing something wonderful for our community, and that's Darren Ash from The Rock.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Darren, I mean, we didn't get a chance to talk really about this on the last segment. Trent, you kind of teed him up a little bit. Obviously, we're in a different environment. In fact, I remember when you last came on the show was really right when COVID, we realized that as a country that we had a problem. I don't know if you remember talking. We talked a little bit before the show about that, and I believe that was the last time you were on. And, you know, boy, I don't think we realized how different things would look now. But everybody's adapting. I think the word is pivoting that everybody likes to use. But how is The Rock navigating through this different climate?
So one thing that I have to really say and brag on are my instructors and staff. We have been in-person instruction since June. So 6 months. And we do it smart. We're not stupid. You know, I'm 61. And I've got a granddaughter. I'm not going to jeopardize stuff. But We knew, we took about a month off with our kids, and it was devastating for them. This virtual learning, they will write books on this years from now on how it's destroyed high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that we could not teach construction virtually. So we basically said, we're committed. We're going to do it safe. Cost us a lot of money with transportation and lunches every day. But we served about 30 kids this summer through a partnership with the police department. And we had 20-plus other kids out in the field working. And then we brought in 40 new kids in August. So we've got about 70 that are going through training now. We try to keep them, Trent Patrick, in these pods of 10 kids each so that they take their break and lunches all as a group. I think we've had one COVID outbreak this summer on a job site, which we called early, and we had one COVID student this fall, and we dealt with it. But again, I probably am way too vocal on the, you know, the cure being worse than the disease on this thing for our young people. It's just horrible what we're doing to them. And our kids, when they get to us, man, they are on fire because they are so dadgum happy to be out of that house and doing stuff.
Well, even you're dealing with high school kids. I mean, Trent, we've talked about it. Even with our children are younger, and just they're so happy to get to go to school for even 2 days.
So my youngest two kids, they go to public school, elementary school, Waddell Language Academy, learning the language trait. My youngest two kids have been going for about a month, 2 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and we're recording on Wednesday. So this Thursday, Friday, my older two are going to get to join them, my middle schoolers, and they are ecstatic. I mean, it is an event. These kids, they need this social interaction. They need to go interact with their peers. They need to go work with their hands. And, no, I agree. But I think it's great that The Rock has found a way, Darren, and your leadership, and like you said, kudos to your staff, man, have found a way to forge ahead, create the pod system, find safety in turmoil, and get these kids working and doing things and learning. So
yeah, and you know, we have some older skills trainers, and you know, and I applaud them. They did not want to do this virtually. They wanted to pass down their craft to a younger generation, and they were willing to be smart, but to take the risk. And so, again, I try to beat back, you know, being vocal about what I think we're doing to these kids. But I have seen very courageous people in action making this happen, and making this happen this summer for the apprenticeship. So, you know, Roby included, y'all were right there with one of our kids. And you know, we got some phone calls from your job superintendent that the kid was on his phone too much. And, you know, and I think that's what life's all about, is that, you know, this ain't perfect. But, you know, we got to surround these kids with a system and you know, make it work.
No, I agree. And yeah, kids need discipline. And you have some grown,
bingo.
You have some grown kids. And, I mean, these are big kids. These are teenagers, upper teenagers.
Discipline's the key word there.
But they're trained up until their life to be on their phone, and that's what they do, and look at their screen. And you know, I catch myself sometimes doing it some at home, looking at my emails and my business, and then I get on my kids for wanting to grab mama's phone and do it. But you know, it's everybody's got to do their part. But I think it's awesome, Darren, how your vision was to go raise funding, raise awareness, raise partners to start the Rock several years ago. And it was a startup. It is a startup. And how you've navigated and stayed diligent and consistent to find the successes and overcome the pitfalls. So that's awesome. Can you talk about how many students you guys have this year and how many partners you have and stuff like that for our audience?
Yeah, so we have two pathways now. Trent knows, so we have what's called Rock College, which gets a kid to an associate's degree in construction by, you know, within 1 year out of high school. And then we have what's called Rock Direct, and just like the name says, it's direct to work. Shorter term classes targeted toward heating and air or electrical or carpentry. In both of those programs right now, we have about 70 kids. You know, operating roughly 6 days a week. The most we'll ever have on any given day is 40. Some days we'll just be working with 10 kids. We'll be starting placing our kids in apprenticeships come March. We're also expanding to the Hidden Valley, Sugar Creek 85 corridor. So
oh,
we're opening up an electrical HVAC training lab right there January 5th, and we're going to serve Vance High School in the Hidden Valley neighborhood. A lot of kids identified from the police department, things like that. So that's a new thing for us.
No, that's wonderful. We're about a minute left of time here. Darren, I'm just curious, which trade do most of these kids gravitate towards? Is it HVAC?
I tell you, I think there's so much, and you know this of all people, electrical technology.
It is cool.
Systems, you know, that's real appealing. Kind of running their own construction company. We have a lot of Hispanic kids that may just go the carpentry route. And then we have some people wanting to get into construction management, so we have a pathway for that.
I hear you. Well, Darren, how can people that are listening, that are interested, how can they learn more?
And what do you need? I mean, you're on a big, obviously a big platform here. What can folks do to get involved?
I tell you, a couple of things. A, we serve lunches every day. And, you know, I'm usually having to go to Chick-fil-A or whatever, and we keep begging for help, and people come by, and if you bring lunch, you'll see the kids, and you'll love them to death. The other is apprenticeship jobs. We've got to get people bold like Roby to take a kid under 18 and let them do their thing, because they've been trained up for this. So,
well, how can people find out about you?
Jobs and food, baby.
So hold on. You heard it here. If you know somebody that is a leader or has influence in a trade business, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, or carpentry, talk to them, go champion it, and say, hey, you need to learn about the Rock and possibly do an internship. Okay, how can people look you up? What's your website, Darren?
So it's Rock Charlotte. Rock is ROC Charlotte.org. Go to the Rock Industry click on button, and it talks a lot about the apprenticeships. And then our names and emails are all in there, rockcharlotte.org, no K in Rock.
Well, Darren, thank you. It's always fun. The show flies by. We hope y'all had a good time listening. Godspeed to you, and happy holidays, buddy.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. And TJ, I like it. What year is this song from? Slippity slide. hear the music.
It's
fantastic voice. Coolio.
He had the dreads dreads were popular.
No, he had some dreads going all over.
They went all over the place. Because he was going the slippity slide.
He was good, man. That's
a throwback from
Dangerous Minds. Wasn't that him as well? Didn't he sing that song? Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds. Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
TJ's over here. Dad, you say got one of them poop-eating grins? Nah. That one's a little racy here on Sunday morning, but hey, it's old country slang, you know. Nah, we just having fun. Hey, what y'all think about Darren Ash and The Rock?
I'm telling you, very cool stuff.
Go ride down Ashley Road. It's between, Allegheny Street.
Yep, off Ashley Road.
It's between Ashley and Freedom Drive.
Right off Tuckasegee.
And it's on the outside of that. That's like a loop. You'll see Philip O'Berry High School, and then across the street is The Rock, the school. It's an old Goodwill facilitation center, and hence that's how they came up with the acronym of The Rock. I think it used to be called The Rock when Goodwill had it, and ROC. And just go check it out. I'm sure you walk in and, you know, find Darren or somebody administrator and go check. It is an awesome place.
Such a beautiful facility. I mean, we've had the opportunity, Trent, to do so many things over there. One was hire an intern, and you kind of walk in and there's this beautiful reception area, and then they literally have like interview rooms that are off to the right, and then classrooms are also off to the right, and the back's like nothing but a giant lab. And this isn't just old construction stuff that some other companies, you know, had some leftovers in the warehouse.
No, this is first class.
State of the art.
I guess that's what you say.
I don't know why I just thought about Circuit City when he said that, but they gone.
Circuit City.
Anyways, but the cool part, it's not just construction. Like, we went over there, Dave McGuire and I, and interviewed three or four kids, and their interview skills at 18 years old were a lot better than some folks that I interviewed that are 40, 50 years old.
Well, I'm telling you, Darren Ash is the leader. He's the visionary. He holds people accountable.
He does.
He shoots straight talk. I mean, straight up, you know why he's been successful in life and why he has a passion to give back. His leadership and his administration and his teachers follow his lead. He attracts people that have those characteristics, and it emulates down to the kids. Yep. And I don't know, it's just a true analogy of other parts of life and business and personal and family. And I don't know. I believe in holding your kids accountable and not getting out of hand and being patient, but also being accountable. So I don't know. Thank you, Darren.
He is a true leader. And Trent, I know you get these daily reminders from 68 Ventures as well as I do, and this doesn't apply to Darren, but it talks about true leadership is having respect for people and people respecting you, essentially, at the end of the day. You don't have to be the smartest or the hardest working. I think Darren is one of the smartest and one of the hardest working, but he emulates that. You're exactly right. Here's this guy that's been ultra successful in life and is doing this, doesn't have to do this, doing this out of the goodness of his heart.
I mean, my man's got a full-time startup job.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, for 12 solid years, I mean, I was at the office 12, 14 hours a day and slept on the floor a couple nights a week because that's what had to be done. Darren's there.
He's doing that. But the thing is, he does it. And one thing he said in the last segment that we didn't really have a business lesson of the day, but every time we told him something that we thought was good, he deflected that to others. Do you notice that?
You're right. He talked about his people.
Oh, well, I've got such great staff, and that's Jim Collins.
And we got great partners.
Good to great.
And people are allowing these kids to do apprenticeship programs. I alluded to it going out of his first segment. But I was blessed that in a family construction business, you can work when you're 14.
That's right.
Okay. So when I wasn't in school summers and holidays, and if I wanted to work on a Saturday when I was 14, I was able to work. And my friend's dad had the original apprenticeship program. He had my boys working at 16. I mean, we were running the crew. You know, I always say he was probably making a quarter an hour on us. He wasn't making
hoodlum crew there.
We were slinging brick bats like that wasn't nobody's business. I'll tell you one thing, my high school buddies know how to do. They know how to throw four bricks together up to the mason three stories high. Keep them together.
How many times do you think these people, you know, when you're working on houses, said, "See, that's why you go to school, boy." Looking
well,
at you
cool.
three
when
clowns.
I went to Carolina, I started meeting these kids, and I found out, you know, where you live, and I said, "Oh, I think I renovated your bathroom." You were playing basketball, and the cool thing is, these kids were like, "Man, I wish I was in there tearing
exactly.
that bathroom out with
that's
you."
Exactly. That's what I was going.
Let's pass it on, guys. Get the good vibes going. It's the holiday season. We got the cool chill in the air. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Thanks for joining us on the At Home with Roby Show, and go Cats.